in coming decades, do you want Seattle to have more blue-collar jobs? Do you want more entertainment, like more pro sports? Do you think we can have both? These questions are at the heart of a debate over the future of the Soto neighborhood. The city council is expected to decide this month whether to give up a part of a street, Occidental Avenue, so developers can build a new basketball arena in Soto. Now you're going to hear two points of view on this. Brian Robinson with the blog SonicsRising.com, an unofficial basketball fan site. And opposing this new Soto arena, Seattle land use attorney Cleveland Stockmeyer. We're going to start with him. Stockmeyer says putting an arena in Soto is an attack on Seattle's industrial character, its working port, and the blue-collar jobs that go with it.
It could turn Soto, the huge light industrial area, into kind of a entertainment condo yuppie playland, causing the loss of thousands of manufacturing and distribution jobs in our economic diversity in Seattle that we value.
Okay, before we talk yuppie playland, Brian Robinson, you support this Soto arena. You just heard that it would kill the port of Seattle. What do you say?
You know, I just have to take issue at what I think is a lack of discretion or lack of honest facts on this. I take issue with the concept that the vacation of an alley and the loss of one block for an arena will somehow destroy the entire port and all of its jobs.
Cleveland, why do you think this is port destroying?
We have a unique asset in Seattle, and it's central to our soul. It's a deep water port. The containers shift to rail trains 1.5 football fields away from the proposed arena. This is the major intermodal freight transfer point for the entire northwest quadrant of North America, and all those containers going east, all those containers full of apples going west. If we degrade that and harm that with other uses, we lose the one-day advantage we have over Long Beach going to Asia.
You know, the port and their supporters, such as Cleve, have had 5 years now to produce a traffic study that substantiates those claims. And they have not been able to do so. Heffron Transportation is a consultant that's basically on retainer with the port. They've produced no new information whatsoever. The other asset we have down in Soto is the convergence of, I believe, 5 different transit options with light rail, ferry, for, 2 different highways, and train service coming. So there are many reasons to look at that area for entertainment. That is why we have a stadium district located in Soto.
You disagree on what the effect would be on Port of Seattle movement of goods. Let's talk about Cleveland's argument that, Brian, you and the stadium supporters want to turn a working area, Soto, into a yuppie playland. What do you envision the neighborhood being, and why?
You know, I think one of the great things our city has done is really spent a lot of time planning for that corridor and trying to map out a future for industry there. And there is a stadium district with a very clear, definitive boundary. There is a heavy haul corridor, and there is a protected industrial community that is south of Lander Street. Everything they've done there to protect the stadium ensures that encroachment will not occur south of that line, but nothing they are proposing would ever prevent the development of offices and yuppification, as we refer to it, of the area that's currently contemplated as a stadium.
Cleveland, what's the problem with it being a place to play and drink a beer and watch a game, et cetera?
Well, you know, I love yuppies. You could say I am one myself. But we already have provided for the high-tech industry, and we saw South Lake Union, a light industrial area, turn over to be the high-tech mecca that it is, if you don't like playland. You know, talking about encroachment, this is like saying there's a firm line between the Soviet Union and Poland that keeps them from encroaching, and then they encroach. The city cannot be turned over, not all of it, to high-tech jobs and high-priced condos. If you do not preserve light industrial, if you do not preserve the infrastructure we have, this freight rail, marine rail nexus, it will be gone. You've got the Port of Seattle crying out to be heard. I think when our port tells us it harms the port, we should believe that. It's really all about, you know, can high-tech and the gentrification have all of Seattle or not? Will we keep our soul or not, our diversity?
Brian, if you're not persuaded by an economic diversity argument, let's talk about soul. Cleveland said that the port marine trade is part of the history and the soul of Seattle. You can go anywhere and watch pro sports. What do you say about soul?
I say the soul of a community is constantly evolving. And anyone who says that they understand and define it and own it really is a NIMBY at heart. My family was raised in Industrial Ballard. My father was the president of the North Seattle Industrial Association. I've watched everything happen there. I value industrial jobs. I value the idea of having strong mix in Inner Bay and in the Duwamish district. I think we need to look at it, but that doesn't mean they own and represent the entire soul of the community. Thousands and thousands of people have talked about having a first-class venue for music, for sports. It brings a community together in a way that's just indefinable. So I'm proud of my soul, too.
Well, it is indefinable, but let's just cut to the chase here. Sports are wonderful. Pro sports are wonderful. Why can't they pay their own way? Why can't they put it somewhere where it's not one football field away from our intermodal SIG yards and the unique deep water port?
You want it in Tukwila instead,
well,
right? Or somewhere
else. Arena, there are a lot of places it can go. There are a lot of places it can go. We can't move the port. If you want to let the market rule, it means no zoning and it means SOTO becomes the new South Lake Union. I'm not against South Lake Union. We have it. We wanted it. We've developed it. But it shouldn't have all of Seattle.
Brian, why not Tukwila or someplace else, not right where the port doesn't want it to be?
Those locations are not viable and they are red herrings. There are no investors willing to participate in Key Arena renovation. And in fact, there are really significant traffic and neighborhood issues there as well. And there are no credible investors left pursuing a Tukwila option. It makes sense to put a stadium in the stadium district, which is adjacent to a clearly defined industrial district, but to take advantage of the transit in that region and to respect the boundaries that were already drawn between the industrial community and the stadium district.
Okay, finally, I'd like each of you to lay out what you want SOTO to look like in 10 years and why that's the right direction for Seattle.
I want SOTO to remain SOTO and to not become South Lake Union. I want SOTO to keep the blue-collar jobs, the marine, rail, freight transfer. That's part of the soul of Seattle.
Brian, what's your vision for SOTO in 10 years and why?
I want the stadium district to host all of our stadiums, for the port to consider cruise terminal capacity, and to have a great walking district connecting the arena and stadium district to Key Arena with a multi-billion-dollar waterfront project that is going to be the vision of the world, then everything south of Lander is industry as it should be.
Brian Robinson manages the website SonicsRising.com, an unofficial basketball fan site. Cleveland Stockmeyer is a land use attorney in Seattle.